with this little series called The Blood Moon and the Rising Sun. Would you say that with me? The Blood Moon and the Rising Sun. Let's go with the message now. Last week was the message, The Blood Moon. This past week, there was a lunar eclipse. It happened on Tuesday. It's the first of four that's happening in a row. It's going to be this Easter, one in the fall, one next Easter or spring, and then one next fall. And it's called a tetrad. It's four of these lunar eclipses in a row. It's rare, but it happens. Maybe every 15, 20 years it does happen. But what's rare is when they look like blood. And even this one this past week had that color to it. Had a redness to it. You might say, why are you talking about that, preacher? I know this was a science class. Well, hang in here with me. We might learn something. Come on. The blood moon became the rising sun. Let's look at it today. A little bit of science might help you a little bit. Here we go. A lunar eclipse occurs when the moon passes through the Earth's what? Shadow. The Earth's shadow has two parts, the inner core or umbra and the lighter outer core or penumbra. Okay? I know that helped you right there, didn't it? Depending on the atmospheric conditions, watch it, on Earth, in the band of atmosphere through which the sun's light is passing, that's the inner core umbra, it may take on the range of colors from light red to almost total what? Black, sure. The light illuminating an eclipsed moon. Now listen to this intriguing part. The light illuminating an eclipsed moon is actually coming from thousands of sunsets and sunrises all around the Earth. Say that next line with me. And on rare, they work in concert, and the moon is exactly the color of blood. Now, what does that have to do with Easter and Christ's death on the cross? Well, it's interesting. Keep looking. When Jesus Christ was crucified, the moon, say it with me, was red like blood. Say that again. When Jesus Christ was crucified, the moon was red like blood. It was one of these blood moons. And Passover and Easter, you wonder why Easter changes its date every year. Why ain't it just like, can't we just make it March the 30th and be done with it? You know what I'm saying? You might think that way. No, because it's based on the lunar calendar. That's why it's always moving. That's why when I say something like this about an eclipse when Jesus was crucified, we can be confident in it because it's always this time of the year. They always plan Passover, and that's what it was. But it wasn't necessarily going to be a blood moon. Not red like blood. Usually if you get that color, it happens in the fall more. Not the spring. Let's look. When Jesus was crucified, the sixth hour would have been noon. The Jewish clock didn't start at midnight like ours. It starts at 6 a.m. in the morning. So 6 plus 6 equals what? 12. So when the sixth hour was come or noon, there was what? Darkness over the whole what? Land until the what hour? Or what time? 3 o'clock. Now I want you to listen to actual words. These are not in the Bible. I tend to always stick with the Bible. But I love history. And I love when history and science validates the Bible. But I don't need history and science to validate the Bible because I believe the Bible flat out, period. Amen. You hear me today? But it is nice, though, when science can validate the Scriptures. And it's doing that more and more. The longer we live, we're learning. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, aren't we, say? You know, a couple hundred years ago, they thought we'd come from like some Big Bang or slime or you're like a monkey or something like that. I guess people still hold on to that old archaic view, which is the craziest view to hold on to. Nuts, man. You need to get with the times. You need to realize you're fearfully and wonderfully made. You have your own DNA. Did y'all know that or not, say? Yeah, it's nice for science to finally catch up that you're special, that God made you unique. Isn't that special? Say, amen. So I like it. I like when documents like this are found. Historical record. Listen to the actual words that were discovered from the archives of, say his name, Pontius who? You ever heard of Pilate before? How many have been to the Pilate gas stations? Well, that ain't this. Amen. But now, serious. Pontius Pilate. Remember, he's the one that was brought before Jesus. Remember that? He said, I find no what in him? Fault in him. Remember that? Well, these were discovered from his records. And here's just a part of it. Pilate writing, and at the time Jesus was crucified, say it with me, there was what? Just like the Bible said. Over all the world. The sun being darkened at what time? Well, look at that. Just like the Bible says. And the stars appearing. That would be an ominous thing, wouldn't it? Can you imagine here in Florida? Now, we have storms that come up sometimes, especially in the summertime, where, boy, it can get dark sometimes during the middle of the day, and you know you better head inside, right? Well, it was something like that, but far greater. So it was being darkened at midday, and the stars appearing, but in them, he's writing, in them appeared no luster. Now, look, very interesting what was in Pilate's writing. Say that with me. And the... As if it... Into what? One more time. And the moon, as if it turned into... Failed to give her light. So when Jesus was crucified, there was a blood moon. It was dark. Now, darkness is a fitting picture of the human soul apart from God. And this is a condemnation that light has come into the world and men love what? Rather than what? Because their deeds are evil. Okay? So, when Jesus Christ was crucified, there was a blood moon. I believe that during the 3 hours of darkness, it was the exact time our sin was placed on our Savior Jesus. Those 3 hours of darkness. That's my view. Let's see what the Scriptures say. Isaiah 53, a prophecy hundreds of years before Christ was crucified. He is despised and rejected of men. He's a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from Him. He was despised and we esteemed Him not. Surely He hath borne our griefs or transgressions and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem Him what? Stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. Would you say that last part with me? And with His, we're healed. Amen. So, our sin was placed on Christ during that dark hour. Now listen to Jesus' last words on the cross. Are y'all fine so far? Say, come on. Listen to His last words when He's on the cross. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, He said, say it with me, Father, into Thy hands I commend My spirit. And having thus said, He gave up the ghost. We also see in John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, say it with me, it is finished. And He bowed His head and He gave up the ghost. So the last words of Christ on the cross. Why could He say that? Why could He say, Father, into Thy hands I commit My spirit? Why could He say, it is finished? Because Jesus knew that that blood moon would become the what? It would become the rising sun. That blood moon, and it was a terrifying time. It was a terrifying time during that dark period when Jesus was dying on the cross. But Jesus knew, He trusted His Father completely, that if He laid down His life, He would take it again. Let's look. Listen to Jesus' own words again. John 2:19, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple and in what? I'll raise it again. He wasn't talking about that temple. He was talking about this temple. 3 days, I'll raise it again. Matter of fact, they said that to Him on the cross. Remember? They said that to Him on the cross. You that said, you'll destroy the temple in 3 days and raise it again. That's what they railed against Him. John 10, verse 17. Therefore doth My Father love Me, because I lay down My life, that I might take it again. No man takes My life from Me, Jesus said. But I lay it down of My what? Myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Of my Father. The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain. Say that last part with me. And be raised again the when? The third day. So Jesus, when He said, Father, into Thy hands I commend my spirit, when Jesus said, it is finished, He had confidence. He had confidence that the blood moon would become the what? The rising sun. Keep looking. We're just moving forward. What happened during that time? Would you read the Scriptures with me a little? We could put a lot on the screen. We're not. And behold, when Jesus was on that cross and it was dark, behold, the veil of the temple was rent in two from top to bottom. And the earth did quake and the rocks rent. So the veil in the temple was ripped from the what? Top to the bottom when Jesus was taking our sin upon Him on the cross. The earth quaked and boulders were split apart. Now, I've been to Israel many, many, many times. I've also been to Colorado. How many people have been to Colorado? All right, you ride out there, especially that stretch of 70. If you're going across through Colorado, you'll come into like places like Glenwood Springs, Glenwood Caverns, that they'll pass right there. I think it was President Eisenhower said that's the most beautiful drive through the country was right through there. If you haven't had a chance to do that, you ought to do it one day. But here's the signs you'll see. You'll see stuff like that. Watch for what? Now, let me tell you something about Jerusalem. Jerusalem doesn't have your little fancy trees. Jerusalem doesn't have a lot of grass. Jerusalem is a very dry place, a bunch of rocks. Okay? That's what it is. So can you imagine when the earth quaked in a spot like that? And when it says that the rocks were ripped in two. That's why I threw that sign up there. Watch for fallen rock. When Jesus was on the cross, boulders, not little tiny rocks. This ain't Iowa. Y'all listen to me say. It's Jerusalem. We're talking big rocks. Split apart! When our Savior's on the cross. That's crazy, isn't it? Say. Can you imagine that picture with the backdrop of the blood moon? It's sort of spooky, ain't it? Well, it gets spookier. And the graves were what? Open, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. That's spooky. Now, I put another shot up there for you. That's the Mount of Olives. Now, these aren't new tombs. These weren't built Friday. See, we think America, we think, you know, we got the cat by the tail sometime over here. When it comes to history and stuff, did you know the Jewish folk and Middle Eastern culture, they've been keeping history for thousands of years? They've got saints in these things and people buried in these things for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years. These are some of the actual boxes probably and things like that that when Jesus rose from the dead, some of these things are splitting and popping off. And that's crazy, ain't it? Y'all hearing me this morning? This happened when He was on the cross. Look at verse 53. So some came out of those tombs. The power of God was so intense. Came out of the graves after His resurrection. They went into the holy city and appeared unto many people. It's funny, you see people on TV saying they raise people from the dead, but you can't never find them or nothing. Makes for a good TV commercial and get you a little check. Amen? Say. Hey, this really happened. This stuff really happened. I can't understand it. But I tell you what, when Jesus was on that cross, God was speaking. Y'all listening or not? Amen. Stay with me. We're almost done. Not far away. Let's look at an eyewitness that was there that day. Now when the centurion, this is a Roman centurion, he's head over at least of 100 soldiers, so this is a guy with some rank. When the centurion soldier and they that were with him watching Jesus, when they saw the what? And these different things that were going on, they what? Feared greatly, saying what? Truly, this was the Son of God. You know plain English what they were saying? Fellas, I think we screwed up here. I think we done screwed up right here. We done messed with the wrong fella right now. Y'all hearing me? Yes, you hearing me? Pretty frightening. But Jesus knew the blood moon would become the what? The rising sun. Now when the evening was come of His crucifixion, there came a rich man of Arimathea. His name was what? Joseph. He was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate. There he is again in the Bible, by the way. And he begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded, give the body of Jesus to this man, Joseph of Arimathea. And when Joseph of Arimathea had taken the body of Jesus, he wrapped it in a what? Clean linen cloth. He laid it in his own what? New tomb. He laid his body, Jesus' body, in his own tomb. Now, he was a rich man. Remember a few weeks ago we gave a message about did people give things to Jesus? Remember the message on the courtyard? Well, the last thing somebody gave Jesus was his own grave. Here it is right in the Bible. This was really meant for Joseph. So he laid him down in his own tomb, which he'd hewn out in the what? And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher, and he departed. The blood moon would become the what? We're just following the story this morning. Now let's go to this day that we celebrate. Why Sunday? Well, I've already told you we do Easter because based on the lunar what? Lunar calendar. Remember that next year and remember what the sky looks like this year and look next year and you go, oh, look at that. There's this big moon again, full moon. Every year it'll be like that. Why do we say Easter happened on Sunday? Because that's what the Bible says. See, guys, we didn't just make this up. We're not just coming together like, oh, what we pick? Well, I like Wednesday. Why about Sunday? Okay, Sunday. No, look at the Scriptures. In the end of the what? Which would have been Sunday morning, end of Sabbath, ends on Sunday morning up to 5:59 a.m. Remember the Jewish clock, yes or no? And see, that works with the story. So it's the end of the Sabbath. As it began to what? Now about 6 o'clock every morning, what usually is about ready to happen? The sun's about to do what? You see how this idea that the Bible's not true, or it's a myth, it's full of bull, it's written by a bunch of men. Guys, you got to do better than that to reject Jesus. Okay? It's factual, it's historical, it stands up fine. And here we go. So it's on a Sunday morning, like we did this morning almost, or sunrise. As it began to what? Toward the what? What do we call Sunday around Fellowship Church? Do we call it the seventh day of the week, or do we call it the what? It's the first day of the week here at church. So that's why you ought to get your rear out of bed on Sunday. Why don't you start your week right? Why don't you get up? Why don't you come to church? I'm telling you how much better your week will be if you stop thinking Sunday, oh my gosh, I got to go back to work tomorrow. So it's that last little bit I got. Why don't you back your head up a little bit? And why don't you start to see Sunday as the Lord's Day? Why don't you start to see Sunday as the first day of the week? You're getting a running start to Monday, baby. Are you hearing me? And look, hey, he even put in his Scriptures that we ought to be taking a little time off, maybe resting a little. That's not a bad thing, is especially living in Englewood, come to church and then, shoot, go to the beach. How about that? Or hit the golf ball. How about that? Isn't that fun? Yeah. But listen, first day of the week, Sunday. Here they are. Came Mary Magdalene, the other Mary, to see the sepulcher. Other women as well. And behold, so they go to the tomb, and behold, there was a great what? For the angel of the Lord had descended from heaven and came and rolled back the what? From the door and sat on it. Ah. His countenance was like lightning, his raiment white as snow. For fear of him, the keepers or the guards that Pilate had put there, because he didn't want any problem, they did shake and became as what? Flat out. I would too. Amen. Say. And the angel answered and said unto the women, don't fear, for I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. Oh, I love verse 6. Would you say it all with me? Come on. He is not here, for He is risen, as He said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell His disciples that He is risen from the dead. And behold, He goes before you into Galilee, and there shall you see Him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great what? Joy. And they did run to bring His disciples word. You might wonder, now you might ask you a question now why I get all excited about Easter. Amen? Pretty exciting, isn't it? It's a great opportunity to share the gospel, to share the word, to run and go and tell. That's what they did. And as they went to tell His disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and they held Him by His what? Boy, that's good advice for you today. Grab Jesus by the feet and worship Him. Y'all hearing me today? I don't know how you do it, but and I don't do it all the time. But a lot of times when I'm praying, I see myself at His feet. I just sort of in my mind, I see myself at His feet. I like Him being up here and me down here. Amen? Say. It's so comfortable. I've even poured my heart out in pain and crying many times. Yet I feel safe there at the feet of Jesus. Amen? Just holding on to those feet. Might sound goofy to you, but that's real to me, guys. Amen? You hear me today? Wow. That's what they did. Well, the blood moon did what? It did what? Became the what? Rising sun. Guys, because of what Jesus did for us. Jesus knew that He could trust His Father. And I'm going to end. We're not going to take long from here on in. But Jesus knew He could trust His Father. We were made in the image of God, and we sinned as a human race. But God made us in His image, and He loved us to pieces, and He didn't leave us in our sin. But He sent us His only Son. And you know, Jesus had to really trust His Father. I'm going to come and be born of a virgin? Yeah. Yeah. You're going to live a life 33 years? The creation's going to mock you, mistreat you, hurt you, spit on you, kill you. But I'm going to raise you again the third day. There's a lot of trust there, isn't it? Jesus trusted His Father. So can who? Are y'all listening today? I feel like I put you to sleep. So can you. You need to quit trusting you is what you need to do. Listen to me. You need to quit believing your good works is going to get you to heaven. You know where your good works is going to get you? 6 feet under. That's about all it's going to do. All right? Your good works ain't going to get you down the street. Okay? When it comes time to die, here's what you're going to be good at. Dying. Well, I did good there? Yes, you did. Excuse me. Listen. He trusted His Father that He would raise Him up again. You need to trust in God the Father by putting your faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, that when you die, He's going to raise you up again. Are y'all hearing the message today? That's the message. Do you know the blood moon? Well, my life's been full of pain, or my life this, or my life that, or my life that. Did you know that, are you at the place where Jesus was? The blood moon was going to become the rising sun. Amen? Come on. Regardless of the pain you've gone through in your life, if you put your faith in Jesus Christ, you're going to live with Him forever. Are you hearing me today? The sun's going to rise for you too, baby. Come on. John 3:16. Can you believe this today? Hang in here with me. For God so what? Loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Hang on, watch it. That whosoever believes in Him should not what? But have what? Everlasting life. Can you trust God to do that for you? Put your faith in Him today? Jesus finished it. So should you. Amen. How long are you going to live in doubt? Are y'all hearing me today? How long are you going to live in doubt? Maybe a lot of you don't live in doubt today about your salvation. If you die, do you know you go to heaven? Why don't you nail it this Easter? Why don't you say Easter 2014? I'm tired of not knowing when I go to bed at night, if I die before I wake, that the Lord, my soul, is going to what? Take. Amen. Why don't I nail that this year? Say, Jesus on the cross said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. It's finished. How about you? Will you trust the Father? Would you say today, it's finished. I'm going to put my faith in Christ today. What He did was enough. I'm not going to trust in me anymore. I'm not going to trust in the preacher or the Pope or whoever. You listening? Yes or no? I'm going to trust in Jesus, the Son of God. Have you done that? Here's what the Bible says. That if thou shalt confess with your what? The Lord who? Is my name up there? Gary? No. Some church's name right there? Yes or no? Say it with me. Confess with your mouth the church? Is that what it says? Say. Or does it say some man? Your name? If I just trust in me enough. Listen. If you will confess with your mouth the who? And believe in your what? That's deep down in your gut. Right down there. I believe it with everything inside of me. If you believe in your heart that God did what? From the dead, thou shalt be what? Have you done that? Come on, I like hearing that. Look at that crowd. Yeah! Hush, preacher, I've done it. That's funny right there. Amen. Come on, let's get on up on our feet. Let's get on up on our feet. We're not done quite, but stay here with me. Don't be running out. Don't be going to eat no Easter ham yet. The rising sun. Come on. Look at this, guys. This is the end of the message, but look at it. Look at it. Say that with me. Have you... One more time. Have... Have you signed your name by the what? That cross represents what Christ did on the cross for you. That represents His resurrection. That represents the blood moon became the what? Rising sun. Have you signed by the cross? Or are you still trusting in you? Is that your face right there instead of the cross you're trusting in? Is that little church building you're trusting in? Well, Grandma went to this church way back when, and that's in my family now and everything. And is that what you're trusting in? You're trusting in what you give to the church? Are you trusting in the cross of Christ? Are y'all hearing me today? You trusting in Jesus today? Have you done that? It would just thrill me to no end that if today you would nail that in your heart. Amen? And I'd like to help you do that. Can I do that with you today? Let's bow our heads together. Father, help us now. We've heard Your Word. People have been good to listen, Lord. I pray now that our hearts will be quieted, Lord, and You'll help us each individually to do business with You. And Father, as Jesus trusted You on that cross, when He said, into Thy hands I commit my spirit, and it is finished, and He bowed His head and gave up the ghost, He trusted that You would raise Him from the dead, and You did. Lord, I pray that many in this room today would trust You to save them today. They would trust You to wash their sins away. They would trust You to give them everlasting life. They would put their faith in You today. Father, help them right now to do that. Lord, You know our mess we're in down here. So many churches, religions, so much bombardment saying that You're not true and Your Word isn't true, Lord. I pray You'll help these inside this room today to reject everything else and anything that goes against Your Son and what He did on that cross and His resurrection.
Help them, Lord, today, I pray. In Jesus' name.